This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Eyre.
Hello, great to be with you again.
And you know, I don't think we said thank you yet to all the people that came out to the breakfast that the Knights of Columbus had for Catholic Radio at the Northside Events and Social Club, as it's called these days, formerly the Northside Knights of Columbus Hall. But once a month, they have a breakfast there. It's a free will breakfast. Anybody can come. There's no fixed price for it. Whatever you want to throw in the jar is what you pay for breakfast. And each month they have a charity that they give all of the proceeds to from the breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And early in January, there was the Catholic Radio breakfast. So we want to thank the Knights for a great job. I mean, they make some great food, do a great job of servicing everything, clean up everything, and do the dishes when we're done. And Catholic Radio just goes there and smiles, talks to people, and gets a nice check in the end. So thanks a bunch, guys. We appreciate that very much. And they told us that we had one of the largest turnouts they've ever had there. So we appreciate everybody who participated in that as well. So thank you very much for that. We'll be doing that again next January as well. So it's kind of early to mark your calendar because we don't have the date yet, but they've done that each year for the past 3 or 4 years for us. So to all the Northside Knights of Columbus there, thank you very much. We very much appreciate all of the support they have year-round, but especially that particular breakfast.
Well, today we have a very interesting topic, which I'm actually really looking forward to talking about, and we're going to be talking about the theology of grace with Father Tom Perrin. So welcome to Faith in Action, Father Tom.
Well, thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
And it's really cool. We meet different people, and we get guests in different ways, but Jim actually ran into you at St. Francis, right?
Father is a chaplain at St. Francis there, and I had a friend there who was quite ill at the time that Father came to see her. She has since recovered and doing very well, and that's where Father Tom and I met, and that's where we first met, and Father Tom has been here at the studio one other time as well, and he kind of teased us with a little bit. He said, you know, I kind of know a lot about this particular subject. Wonder if you'd ever want to talk to me about it. And the more he talked about it, the more we wanted to talk to him about it.
Yeah, when Jim told me about the topic idea, I'm like, hey, let's go for it. So here we are. Now, you are a member of the Society of the Divine Savior, and that's a religious congregation.
Yes,
so
that's right.
Tell us a little bit about that. I'm not familiar with that order, and just give me the scoop.
Sure. Thank you. The Society of the Divine Savior, we also call ourselves the Salvatorians, are headquartered in the United States in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The international headquarters is in Rome. So, and by the way, if you're ever in Rome and you're leaving St. Peter's and going down the main boulevard, it's the first green door on the right.
Okay. Well, we'll keep that in mind. Next time we're in Rome, right? Right, Jim?
How large an order is it?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't know, but I'm assuming we have, I'm just guessing, maybe several hundred people throughout the world.
Mm-hmm. So relatively small, but not tiny.
Not teeny tiny. not at all tiny. We have people in India, Poland, Africa, throughout a lot of Africa, South America. We're Australia. We're all over the world.
Oh, wow. And what do the priests do in each of those countries?
Correct. Yeah,
do you have a specific charism?
Sure. The Salvatorian charism was given to us by our founder, Father Francis Jordan. He was a German priest who founded us in Rome. And he wants us to be apostles by all ways and means to pronounce and to proclaim the good news of Christ our Savior.
And that can be in different ways. Obviously, you're right now working in a hospital, right? As a chaplain. And what a great way to share the gospel with people who are either ill there or visiting, like Jim, right?
Right, absolutely.
Well, let's talk about grace. I mean, obviously, that's a really huge topic. What is it? And talk a little bit about the theology.
That's one of those things that we all
need.
Know about grace. We heard about grace as we grew up, but we probably have lots of it, maybe more so than we realize. But what the heck is it?
Well, very good questions. The way I like to describe grace is really it's like a coin that has two sides. One side would be God's and the other side would be ours, the human side. And grace is the meeting place, as it were, between God and human beings. If God touches us, if God speaks to us, if God illuminates our minds or our hearts, if God changes us into new creatures, all of that is God's side of the equation. And that God's side of the coin. And if we look at the human side of the coin, it's our response to God's grace, to God's reaching out to us. And we participate, that's the official term, to participate in the divine life.
Okay, we're talking with Father Tom Perrin, and we're talking about grace. So are there different types of grace? I mean, I can think of like sacramental grace and sanctifying grace. Those are the two ones that off the top of my head. Are there different types, or is it all the same? I know maybe that's a hard question because these are really big topics.
It's both.
Okay.
The idea of sanctifying grace is that God wishes to make us holy, and God, who is holy, he wants to make us like himself. And so he gives us grace in order to accomplish that, to make us holy like himself. The sanctifying grace is so huge, it's probably the vaster side of all of grace, that God wishes to make us his own adopted sons and daughters. He welcomes us into his family, you might say, through baptism, and it changes us.
And do we really, I mean, in a way, a lot of the things of God are just a mystery to us, in a sense. You know, like, how does God's grace work? And there's so many entry points, I guess, to receiving it. You know, maybe reading scripture. You know, God can work in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. So talk about maybe the common ways and maybe the uncommon ways mm-hmm. of God's grace working in our lives.
Okay, so this meeting place between God and us, the two sides of the coin,
mm-hmm.
God reaches out to us to, we say, illuminate us, to fill our minds with knowledge, mm-hmm. his knowledge. He gives us himself very completely, very openly, to help us to see and to understand just what is true, what is good, what is holy. He also inspires us, especially our wills, so that we can respond to God with love. And so in that way, he reshapes us so that we are totally open to him and open to his love. The question of how he does that, is really the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is that gift of God that he's giving of himself. He's actually pouring himself into us directly. And in that pouring out of himself directly, we realize, I think, that not only is God the living God, the loving God, but he is also the communicating God.
So how would you describe, and maybe you have already touched on this, but here's a different way for me to ask it. What is the purpose of God's grace then?
Okay.
For us? What's the purpose? Why does he give us his grace? What's the purpose of that?
Okay. Well, St. Augustine said something that I kind of rather like. He said...
You're pulling out the big ones now.
Yeah, let's go for the big ones. So St. Augustine said, our hearts are made for God alone, and our hearts are restless until they rest in God.
I love that.
Right. Thank you. So God wants us. He desires us, you might say, and he desires to take this poor little creature called a human being and lift it up into his own being. Wow. This mm-hmm. is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Just fantastic what God wants and has in store for us. So that's the why, you might say. The why of grace is he wants to lift us up into himself. The beautiful, all-powerful, all-holy, good God wants us in him.
It's just really amazing. And I think whenever I, you know, read any of the reflections, you know, just how much God loves us. I think I was reading the morning reflection today about on the mass readings. And I just think that it's really hard for us to comprehend, you know, why God did what he did for us. And just how great, I mean, I feel like I'm in this season of gratefulness, you know, when you start really realizing God's love for us. I think it's hard for people to really fathom that. Are there ways for us to kind of fathom that, I guess, to reflect on that?
Yes.
Do you have any tips there?
Well, as we grow, thank you, as we grow, we learn. And in the learning process, we absorb what is around us and ingest it into ourselves. We integrate it, we might say, into ourselves, into our beings. And we alter who we are and how we are. So continue to be a growing person. Continue to open yourself up to the dear Lord to find out how it is that He Himself is with you. I think that's kind of the sort of the baseline.
Well, let me ask you this. How did you happen to get really interested in this topic? Because I know that this is really a topic that you feel very called to share about and to communicate with others. So what prompted you to want to delve more deeper into this topic?
Well, wonderful. Excellent question. So the idea is I'm a Salvatorian. Mm-hmm. That's the other name for the Society of the Divine Savior. And I am interested in salvation.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a paper, actually, for our community, and it is being published in a book. It's an internal publication, so it's an internal book for our community. And it's going to be about salvation and the theology of salvation. So my actual first interest was to study salvation. But how does God make salvation happen?
Mm-hmm.
And in the process of studying that, I learned, oh, this thing called grace, that matters.
Well, I think when we learn about the sacraments, sometimes people think, or maybe they mistake, that's something that is just more of something that we do that's just more symbolic. But it really, it has... What you're doing in the natural world is actually happening in the spiritual world. Could you talk about that? Like, I know that wasn't something we were going to talk about, but you know what I'm saying? Like, with a sacrament, for instance, let's talk about baptism.
Okay. Well.
So what we're doing on the kind of like on the outside and what's happening kind of on the inside.
Okay.
I know we could talk a whole show on this, but.
Yeah, let's kind of narrow that
just
one
Just make
down.
It really specific.
Right. So, God takes, let's say, water and uses it in a way that is sublime. So there's a depth of meaning to the use of water. It's not just something we can drink. It's not just something that we can use to bathe or to wash, you know, cups or glasses or something like that. Water is now a sign of just God's beautiful, pure, holy life.
Mm-hmm.
And He gives us this pouring of water or this bathing or this immersion in water as a symbol to fill us with His life, and to change us absolutely.
And then also in the spiritual, we're actually being cleansed and becoming a new creation, and we are becoming a member of the body of Christ. So I think a lot of times people don't necessarily this thing that's going on the outside, you know, the outward sign is mm-hmm. also communicating a divine reality. But I think sometimes as Catholics, we forget that mm-hmm. there's something really spiritual going on because, mm-hmm. We don't necessarily see that. Well, we need to take a quick break. And when we'll come back and we'll talk more about grace and how you can cooperate with God's grace. Stay tuned.
Think of all the media our young people are exposed to today. MTV, movies, what passes for entertainment on TV, song lyrics that are questionable or worse. Where do they hear the message that it's okay to be chaste and modest, or that it's not crazy to practice their faith, or to believe in a God who loves them and can forgive them no matter what they do? Catholic Radio is the answer. Be sure to tell your friends and relatives about Catholic Radio Indy.
What happens when you support Catholic Radio Indy? Local parishes and organizations have a resource to share their message. Listeners of all persuasions get to hear the unfiltered truths of the Catholic faith. And maybe, just maybe, you'll have a share in saving a soul for Christ. Won't you join our mission? Call 317-870-8400 or give online at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the studio with me, as well as our guest. We're talking with Father Tom Perrin. He is a chaplain at St. Francis Health here in Indianapolis and also a member of the Society of the Divine Savior. Okay, so we're talking about the topic of grace, and I wanted to give our audience some practical ways that we can cooperate with God's grace. So, Father Tom, could you give us maybe a couple ideas of how we can actively try to cooperate with God's grace?
Sure. I'm happy to do so. Thank you. The key word, I think, for all of us is really humility. The humility of God is a dream come true for all human beings. So here we have God, the Creator, who made each and every one of us and loves what He created. And now He consents on His own to enter into each and every one of our lives. What a huge humility God has, and how gracious He is to share that with us. So, how do we receive God's grace? We be humble in return. So we open ourselves humbly up to whatever it is that God wishes for us. We allow the Holy Spirit, who knows so much better than we know, what it is that God wants. What does He want? And so we can ask our God any time of the day or night, "Oh, dear God, please guide me. Open up my mind, my heart to understand You better. Please fill me with Your love and help me to do what You want."
Now, are there things that people can do to earn grace? I mean, maybe prayers they can do or actions they can do, and therefore you owe me, God? Or not?
Well,
that's old school. But go ahead.
Well, I don't know. I would say it's a good question, Jim. I would say that we do not want to get into that kind of a line of thinking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The idea that we can do something that God will, you know, feel compelled then to respond to is really quite misplaced. So God, of His own free will, wishes to give us all the blessings that we need. We do have to ask, but the have to ask actually comes from God's initiative as well. We don't actually even know what to ask God for unless the Holy Spirit gives us the clue, unless He illuminates our minds and awakens in us a desire for those very things.
Mm-hmm. So how do people, it seems like our world's so noisy and people are so busy, they don't even have time to be quiet to even listen. Do you have any tips for that? I mean, how to, you know, and I think priests are so good at having those regular prayer times, you know, with praying the breviary. It's just part of their, you know, part of your formation. Mm-hmm. And even in community, you have different prayer rituals. But, you know, lay people, it's, you know, they're not formed that way. And I mean, you know what I'm saying? That mm-hmm. it's really easy to just get up, work out, don't pray, make breakfast, get the kids off to school, whatever, mm-hmm. go to work, mm-hmm. come home. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I forgot to pray today. You know what I'm saying? So, like, sure. For the laity, I mean, should we have regular prayer time and mm-hmm. appointments with God?
Aha, perfect. Yes, indeed we should. The idea is that we make time for God.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to suggest there's a phrase in Spanish that mm-hmm. the Spanish-speaking peoples use all the time, primero Dios, meaning first God. Mm-hmm. God comes first, and then everything else. And so if we set aside a specific time for God every single day, that's where we place God first. And our time with Him is precious. Whether we're sitting on a couch, whether we're sitting in our bedroom or laying in bed even, whether we are sitting in a particular place in our home, however it might turn out to be, we set aside that time and that place. We can light a candle if we want to. We don't have to. We can set some music to play in the background softly if we want to. We don't have to. But as long as we have that desire, and we can also, by the way, we can pray for the desire to pray. So
another question that I had, everything we've been talking about so far is assuming that we believe in God and that we were created by God and that God interacts with us. But for somebody who doesn't believe that, do they get graces too?
Yes.
Great question, Jim.
It is actually a brilliant question. So the grace that I didn't quite get to talk about so much was actual grace, the grace of conversion. God always works within the souls of all people to help them toward conversion, to understanding what it is that God wants and how it is that they are to live and to believe. So God is actually pouring graces into every living human being simultaneously right now. What a huge gift, by the way, from the Holy Spirit. 7 billion plus people, and he is pouring grace into every single one individually and even collectively. Wow.
That's a really great thought when you think about it, you know, that, and you don't have to be Catholic, you don't even have to be Christian, but God is still pouring out his actual grace, right?
Yes.
To everyone.
Everyone.
And the other side of that coin, like you mentioned, is our response. So we only have about 6 minutes left. Do you have some books or any resources that you could recommend people to learn more about this topic?
Well, of course. There are some books and also the resources. I'd like to first kind of highlight the things that you can get online.
Sure.
From EWTN. If you go to EWTN.com, go to their HTTPS secure website, and you can pull up papal documents. I have a few papal documents that I would like to recommend, certainly, by Pope Leo XIII, Divinum Illud Munus. That's Divinum, D-I-V-I-N-U-M, Illud, I-L-L-U-D, Munus, M-U-N-U-S. It is his encyclical on the Holy Spirit. And believe me, that's all about grace. And actually, he was the first to really, I think, open up the whole notion for modern theology of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
That's, anything else?
Oh, yes. And
and we'll try to put some of these on the podcast link, too, so that people can click the link.
Great. And then also, there is the papal encyclical Mystici Corporis Christi, Mystici, M-Y-S-T-I-C-I, Corporis, C-O-R-P-O-R-I-S, Christi, C-H-R-I-S-T-I, by Pope Pius XII. And that was written actually during the height of World War II, and it was a brilliant piece. In the middle of that, he has several sections on grace that are absolutely just spectacular.
And sometimes when you read those papal documents, you just like, wow. You read a line and you'll have to think about it for a while. I'm just like, wow. And then you read it again. It's just really kind of mind-blowing. Well, I want to talk a little bit just briefly about your, you know what, maybe we should do a blessing. I think we're going to run out of time. Maybe share one quick story with us.
Okay. One quick
about your work and maybe how
Franciscan Hospital.
Yeah. Correct. And how maybe the Holy Spirit was working, or you really sensed the grace of God working.
Sure. There have been several, actually, but I can't give any specific details about any patient.
Sure.
However, I can say in general, there's been a few where you can tell when I give them the anointing of the sick, which used to be called the last rites. The technical last rite would be the Holy Eucharist, the Viaticum, the last sacrament. But the next to last sacrament would be the anointing of the sick, where we anoint the person with holy oil on their forehead and on their hands, and ask God's blessing for them, for the healing of their soul, the forgiveness of all their sins, and the healing of their bodies as well. And what I have seen on many an occasion is the great, overwhelming sense of peace that just simply descends upon that person. That's whether they end up living or dying, whether they get well or they get worse. No matter what, that peace is absolutely special to watch when we see that happen.
It just must be amazing to have walked in your shoes, to be with people during that sacrament, as all priests get to do the sacraments. It's really amazing. Well, Father, would you give us and all of our listeners a blessing before we go?
I'll be happy to. So, dear Heavenly Father, we turn to you with the greatest of hope. May each person, all of our listeners, all of those here in the station as well, be abundantly and richly blessed by your holiness and by your life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Father Tom Perrin, we have, you can just give us another couple.
You mentioned a couple of books, or you brought a list of books, if you could just that kind of elaborate on the topic that we've been talking about.
Sure. I recommend an easy read, Holy Spirit 101.
I like that title. Holy Spirit 101.
Subtitle, Present Among Us, by John L. Gresham, Gresham, written in 2011 and put out by Liguori Publications. I also like History and Theology of Grace. That's the main title. Subtitle, The Catholic Teaching on Divine Grace, by John Harden, S.J., written in 2002, put out by Veritas Press of Ave Maria College in Ypsilanti, Michigan. That book is large, it's heavy, and it's a little bit more difficult to comprehend and understand, but I think you'll like it. To Die For, but not literally, okay? Maria Maddalena de Pazzi. Maria Maddalena de Pazzi, that's her Italian name. It's St. Mary Magdalene de Pazzi. Selected Revelations from the Classics of Western Spirituality by Armando Maggi, M-A-G-G-I.
Well, those seem like really great, great resources. Father Tom Perrin, thank you so much for being our guest today and talking about grace.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And I have just been delighted to be here.
God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400. Or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.